This is Daniel Barker Trombley, Nitsigatsu, right here in the M&A office here in Edmonton, and I have the absolute honor and privilege of sitting down with Madam President Andrea Sandmeyer of the Métis Nation within Alberta. Welcome to the Wind Speaker Radio Network.
Hi. Thank you very much, Daniel, for coming to see me today so we can talk a bit about Indigenous Veterans Day and Métis Week, which we're all very excited about.
And speaking of Indigenous Veterans Day, what does that day mean to you?
Well, today is Indigenous Veterans Day, and it's a day that we reflect and honor Indigenous veterans, all Indigenous veterans, First Nation, Inuit, and Métis, who served our country, many of whom have made the ultimate sacrifice. So we honor them today. We remember all of these Indigenous soldiers and veterans and their legacy in defending our freedoms.
And when you get to see so many First Nations, Indigenous, and Métis and Inuit, you know, showing the support for those that have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country, what thoughts come to mind for you?
Well, you know, they made the ultimate sacrifice. Some of them made the ultimate sacrifice for us, whether that be, you know, hundreds of years ago at the Battle of Frog Plains or at the Battle of Batoche. And then in all of the, you know, the world wars, the Korea War, all of those things, we think about them and we think about the sacrifice they made. And, you know, they weren't always, our Indigenous veterans weren't always honored in Canada the way veterans were. And we wanted to make sure, we want to make sure that we're honoring what our Indigenous veterans, our Indigenous service people did for us.
And with next week coming pretty close, we have Métis Week coming up here in the month of November. What does Métis Week mean to you, and what can citizens expect for celebrating that week in its entirety?
So, you know, Métis Week, there's a lot of emotions around Métis Week because, of course, Métis Week is honoring the sacrifice that Louis Riel made for us on November 16th, that, you know, he was hung on that day, all for defending the rights of Métis people. So although it's a, you know, it's a solemn day for us, it's also a celebration. It's a celebration of our rights, our culture, where we come from, and what we continue to fight for. So although, like I said, although it's, you know, we're remembering that sacrifice that Louis Riel made for us, we're also celebrating his life and celebrating his legacy and celebrating what we're doing now for Métis citizens across the homeland.
So in terms of Métis Week, we have a lot on the agenda. What can they expect from day one all the way to the end of the week?
All right. So it is a very busy week, and there's events going on all across Alberta. But we do have some events that we've been doing with the Otipemisiwak Métis government, the Métis Nation within Alberta, for many years. And one of those things, how we kick off our week, is the Louis Riel 5-kilometer walk and our mass or service at St. Margaret's Church, which is in Strathcona County near Hastings Lake. So it is a great way to start our week. We do that to commemorate how Louis Riel's friends and family followed his body to the cemetery on the day of his funeral service. So that is a great event. And then we have a seniors tea on the 12th. Métis Housing is having a drop-in in Calgary that day. Then we have on the 13th, the City of Edmonton is doing their proclamation, which they've been doing for a few years now. It's a great event as well, from 11:30 to 2 at City Hall. And then on the 14th, Métis Housing here in Edmonton is having an open house with Chilean Bannock. Our youth center here in Edmonton is having an open house on the 14th. The 15th is I'm looking really forward to this night. It's a children and family services team is having an event at Fort Edmonton Park from 5 to 8. And then on the 16th is the Louis Riel commemoration in the rotunda at the Alberta Legislature. So we've been doing that for many years as well. And then we have to end the week, we have our Delia Gray Gala, where we give out awards to students. So it's a great week. It's going to be very busy, and we're looking forward to seeing lots of our citizens and being able to visit and remember what Louis Riel did for us.
And finally, what are you hoping for that Métis people as a whole can take away from experiencing Métis Week?
Our culture. To experience our culture, whether that be, you know, the jigging groups that we're going to see, the fiddling that we will be able to hear, and then just learning about what the sacrifice Louis Riel made for us, walking that walk that his family did on that day, on the day of his funeral service, and as well as the Louis Riel commemoration, and just remembering.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time with me here for Windspeaker Radio Network. And in honor of National Indigenous Veterans Day, thank you so much for taking the time with me here. And for Métis Week coming up here in the month of November. Hi, hi.